Space News 63. The Galactic Federation fights back. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie again. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of January 24, 2025. In my last Space News report, the number 62, I informed you of the 802 arrested people in all of the civilization's members of the Alcyone Council in the M45 Pleiades star cluster. All of them have links to the cabal that controls planet Earth or have direct links to shady parts of the Galactic Federation, and who manage to infiltrate critical or high-level parts of each Pleiadian culture, all as part of an elaborate plan to take over the entire M45 star cluster. The number of arrests has risen from 802 to 2357 in all M45. The problem is that, as would be expected, the Galactic Federation has now legally intervened in favor of 492 of them. The Galactic Federation accepts that those 492 are, or were, in each one of the Pleiadian civilizations under their orders, but openly denies they were there for takeover, invasion, or espionage reasons, and states that if any of those individuals has infringed the law in any meaningful way, they should be punished or deported. Of course, the Galactic Federation would deny any participation in any takeover or similar situation, if it was proven so. But that does not mean that they, at some level, have something to do with it, as we well know that they use the cabal which controls planet Earth as a means and as an excuse to get away with dubious and obscure agendas. It is comfortable to simply deny their participation in any such events, while using their appointed evil puppets to do their dirty work, and even use them as part of their planetary liberation propaganda regarding Earth. This is the very mechanism why it has been so hard to gather evidence against the Galactic Federation, although those of you who have been following me and my predecessors for a while already know we do have proof that directly links the Federation to countless wrongdoings, including very evil things. The minimum accusation we have against them is that they are guilty by omission of action, and by twisting things around, including legally, to prevent positive forces from acting directly against proven evil ones, and this accusation against the Galactic Federation is bad enough. So now, they want each one of the 492 cases they hand-picked to be revised with utmost scrutiny, and up to now at the time I am writing these words, 140 of them have been liberated supposedly because there is not enough proof against them. Being that much of it is very clearly against those people, but in legal terms, it is only circumstantial, so they walked free despite their crimes, all because of legal loopholes which include things like diplomatic immunity. Sorry to inform you that there are lawyers in space too, as they are part of how the Galactic Federation operates and used as excuses to get away with bad things. Because the problem is that what is legal does not go hand in hand with what is ethical. What is ethical for one civilization may not be so for another, so the way the Galactic Federation faced that problem is making up or developing a code of conduct called space law, which is exactly as maritime law is on Earth, being that the latter is a direct copy of the first. And that alone is for me a direct proof of how the Galactic Federation intervenes negatively on the human population. As far as I have researched, and this is very important, law as it is understood on Earth was not developed there and is not a human creation. It is rather an extraterrestrial cruel imposition upon humankind to control it and diminish the importance of ethics, which has always been overruled by cold, immobile, inflexible legal codes. Whoever has eyes to see can notice that cold legal codes that override ethics could have only been developed by logical, unempathetic, non-emotional beings, who are very unlike the vast majority of the human population on planet Earth, although we can expand this same claim to all Lyrian human star cultures in space. The legal system found on Earth, in all its variants, was not developed on Earth. Let that sink in, as the implications are heavy. Of the 2,357 initially arrested people, 1,865 remain who did not have the fortune of enjoying the Galactic Federation's intervention on their behalf. The reason why they were left to rot is probably because they have a direct connection with Earth's cabal, therefore the Galactic Federation uses them as an excuse to deny their participation in any takeover attempt against any Pleiadian civilization. They only intervened in favor of those who may directly link any evil, unethical agenda to the Galactic Federation, so this is nothing other than a cover-up. This cabal of Earth and shady Galactic Federation infiltration agenda, operation, or however you want to call it, is a lot worse than we initially thought it was. My Antarian counterpart here, Ambassador Asnidia, informed the Alcyone Council, of which they are now a part of, that they found 211 human cabal operatives infiltrated in high-level parts of their civilization, including 13 of their Senate High Council members, so this means that they are too contaminated by the same infiltration agendas. In the same way, the Lyrian star nation from the second planet orbiting the star Vega, called Lyra, who were already part of the Irma conglomerate as they coexist in the same solar system, also carefully revised their High Council and other critical political and social institutions for Earth cabal infiltrators. At the time I wrote these words, the Irma informed me that they had not found any, which I do not find surprising due to their physical proximity with the Irma conglomerate headquarters and home planet, Avian. I mean, who would dare? Although there are countless barter and trade routes among countless human Lyrian star nations in this galactic quadrant alone, there isn't much direct communication between the governments, as the need to develop alliances has been monopolized by the Galactic Federation, which supposedly unites us all. This means that although we know that there are at least 400,000 human Lyrian civilizations in this quadrant alone, we do not have much contact with any of them, as it was not needed, because the Federation always served as a mediator. The kind of interaction we have with them is more from a civilian, tourism, barter and trade perspective, where specific people are dealt with, and not with their governments directly. Therefore, it ends up being that one or another specific starship and crew from faraway human civilizations may be known to space traffic control in the Pleiades, in any of its star nations, so that specific ship has a free pass to land wherever they want, as they are in some sort of a green list where they are classified as friendly and harmless, disregarding what star nation they belong to. This means that we deal directly with those faraway star nation civilians and their starships, and not with their governments, so this means that we have little knowledge of what is happening in each one of those 400,000 human Lyrian star nations, because there is very limited to no contact nor communication with their governments. This is another case where we can see how the Galactic Federation has managed to compartmentalize its organization for its advantage and control, and to prevent as many of its members as possible from organizing and creating alliances on their own, which they would have little to no control over. The Galactic Federation was supposedly created to unite people, but it ends up also being a medium and a method to keep them apart for control purposes. An example of this is another human Lyrian star nation which all of you know is out there, are the Umites, with which we have little to no communication. In this case, the reason why we do not is quite clear. Our government models don't agree and are just about opposites, Because while Tejitans and the rest of the Alcyone Council members follow a steppe council holistic political model, some with a king or queen, some without, does not matter. The Umites follow a highly repressive tyrannical government, idealized only by their vast propaganda machine. Those of you who know them well may remember that some individuals are plagued by some kind of uncontrollable telepathic scream, so powerful that it ends up hurting all the people around them, allegedly even at a planetary scale, and the only solution is to take them down. What Tejitans believe to be the cause of that telepathic scream is an unconscious cry, their soul's scream for help after living in such a repressive society. Don't take my words for gospel, research Umite society for yourselves and make up your mind if it is truly an ethically advanced society, and ask yourselves if you truly want such people as mentors for humanity as many suggest they should be. All cultures have good things and bad things, and the Umites are no exception, but by their actions, you shall know them. I do not wish to bash them nor to attack any of you who may be idealizing them, much less those of you who transmit their messages, if any one of those is listening, as their positive actions here on and around Earth take a lot more press than their bad qualities, because of their propaganda machine, yet those are there too. But someone must point out their bad shortcomings too. Moving back to the Galactic Federation, and talking about propaganda machines, please remember that what is found elsewhere in the media about them will most certainly always be positive, the same as what happens with the Umites, but that is because the New Age movement is under their control, at least the mainstream parts of it. From my point of view, up here and immersed in complicated exopolitics between star nations, the Galactic Federation cannot be explained away in simple idealized, nearly angelical terms as those used on Earth. It is an immense, heavily compartmentalized organization, so big that you can never know who the leader of what is, much less find the leader, chairman, chair creature, or whatever. Anyone who claims otherwise, or claims to be the leader or close to the leader, is in my opinion just serving a cabal-control New Age version of the Galactic Federation that does not reflect its true nature. And if so, they would then be guilty of what other organizations, such as the Alcyone Council, or the Irma Conglomerate accuse them of, for example, of omission of action, and obstruction of action against positive forces trying to solve humanity's problems, and so on. So use your head while you listen to New Age Galactic Federation propaganda. I know it sounds beautiful and full of hope, and that is what humans need the most, to feel that their suffering will soon come to an end. But I'd rather tell you the truth than sell you another story full of angels and ascended masters that never do anything at all to truly help humankind, even if I get way fewer views. The saddest thing we are concluding here with the latest data is that probably, most, if not all the human Lyrian civilizations who are in contact with the Galactic Federation, may be infiltrated by their operatives, also most probably using the cabal that controls planet Earth as a means and as a tool for their evil expansion and need for control, as it keeps the Galactic Federation with plausible deniability, which is important for them. And a last word about Umites in general, on Earth, at least, there is a lot of false information about them mostly generated by those who simulate being them, making everything more difficult to understand and to discern which piece of information comes from the originals, and which from the fakes, so use your head. It is your decision, it's up to you to make up your mind, as usual, and as it must always be. To make things clear, these numbers do not include other people who are only there, like tourists on those planets, who are not holding any post or office, and who may or may not have links to Earth's cabal. In the case of the Saleano, or Blue Pleiadians, Those humans infiltrated were not directly holding any office, as they obviously look very different from the locals. And I must remind you that all the people who have strong accusations have stayed with us and will be processed as described before. Keep in mind that there is a strong 4.6-to-1 time differential, which means that for each week that goes by on Earth, only 2 days go past in any Pleiadian planet. This is the state of things so far. As always, I wish to thank my channel sponsors. Without you, I could not make these videos. You are keeping this channel alive. Thank you so very much. CIC, and I send a thank you note to all of you, by hand, not automated, so some error may occur, but please remember that sometimes your email's configuration often prevents us from sending the note, and also please remember to check your spam folder. Please remember that I write almost daily, and that does not leave me with any time to make elaborate images to go with this text, so this channel is focused on what is said. Therefore, most pictures found inside will only be ornaments, I know you understand. Besides writing, I must also see to my tasks as the Taygetan Queen, tasks I share with you as much as possible. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.